think so. How many have signed up to speak on this project? Okay, do you have any certain order that you want to start to speak on this? We do have. I would caution you, let's keep it down. We're not stupid. We can understand what it is, and we don't have to be told a dozen times.
Okay.
And we'll try to make an intelligent decision on this.
All right. Well, good evening. My name is Michael Schultz. I'm one of the Grandview Acres HOA board members and a full-time resident of Blue Eye, Missouri. I'd like to thank Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission for their time and attention tonight. We're very conscious about how important your time is, and out of respect, we've consolidated a number of the speakers tonight to avoid repetition. Our small 17-home community, as well as neighboring communities, Williams Landings, Boulders, Province, and others, are all here to help lay out the reasons we strongly oppose the rezoning of the 20 acres to allow nightly rentals, as Mr. Worley and his partners are proposing. We have submitted 50 to 60 letters in opposition, as well as close to 100 signatures on petitions opposing this rezoning. Many of the people are in this room. If I can get a show of hands, how many oppose this rezoning? Well, I'm sure that many of you have not had a chance to read the opposition letters. Several of us from the neighboring Blue Eye communities wish to highlight several points that are in those letters. These range from but are not limited to road dangers, road maintenance challenges, water, well, and ecological considerations, trespassing and safety concerns, wildlife disruption. In short, we're all aware that developments like this have been popping up around Taney County, and that while can be viewed by some as progress, we in the surrounding Blue Eye communities are concerned that this proposed development is not accessing the property off Taney County maintained artery like Branson Cove or Chateau Cove due off of Highway 165, but instead the developers are proposing access through our small rural privately maintained road community. All of us that reside in Taney County, Taney and Stone County, are all stewards of this lake and surrounding areas. We do not want Table Rock Lake and surrounding land to become like Lake of the Ozarks. We moved here because of the natural beauty of the lake and the land. Taney County Commissioners, our commission, is obviously a key decision-making for this stewardship. We respectfully ask for your attention to the issues we are about to present. We believe what you're about to hear is a compelling argument not to approve the rezoning of the proposed property on the landmark Battleship Point. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you.
I'm short. Do you mind if I don't stand behind the podium?
So.
Okay. Do you have my presentation? Each of you should, and you can flip to the next page. Each of you should have a copy of this. Good evening. My name is Kathy Bolton. My husband and I bought our house in 1998 in Grandview Acres. Over those years, we have seen numerous changes in the area, but there has been one constant. Our roads are dangerous. And you could see by the list how much traffic we get through there already. And now adding 500 to 1,000 new renters who are unfamiliar with it, have no stake in the game, they're going to fly through it. We see it with those nightly rentals that they referred to already. Next, please. It starts on UU. They have to come in. Only way to get there. There are three streets that converge. You could see the three arrows. You also have the campground traffic and Tall Pines, which is all converging, which within 100 yards. Next, please. Turn right on Ozark Hollow, and you turn left into Arundel. Arundel is where our neighborhood starts. There are actually two neighborhoods that are impacted by this, Grandview Acres and Paradise Estates. Arundel is maintained by the county. It is 18 feet wide. I measured it. People walk that street constantly. We walk our dogs, we walk our children, we walk our grandchildren. We drive ATVs and golf carts because we're all friends and we go visit each other. Next, please. And we have accidents. We have cars that have gone in ditches and have been had to be pulled out, me being one. We've had one recently where our friends were walking up the hill, got too close to the edge, fell in. He was in the hospital for 5 days with a brain bleed and a concussion. He had a broken collarbone. We have done things to try to make the road safer, and they have not been successful. People fly through there. The next, please. You can see, not very well, but the center picture is my neighbor, Wendy. You can see how steep the side of the hillside is as you're coming over the blind hill on Arundel. We're just on Arundel. We haven't gotten to Tall Tree. Next, please. My husband is 6 foot tall. Our ditches are deep. I think that speaks for itself. Next, please. Our roads are narrow. They are not 23 feet. Not in this part, and they have to go through here. Tall Tree, you could see, you can't fit two cars through there. That's an ATV and a truck. Our water lines run right along the road. So in order to widen that road up to the standards, you would have to move our water lines and put us out of water for who knows how long. Next, please. Continuing down Tall Tree, you have two blind driveways. You can't hardly even see them. Past that is the steepest hill that we have, and that's what leads into Paradise Estates. Next, please. Paradise Estates, you can see, has the steep embankments on either side of the bridge. It's like a culvert under there, a drainage culvert. We have had to pull multiple trucks, pulling trailers, pulling boats, cars up that hill because they cannot make it. On that third slide, it shows you how steep that is. And I know for a fact that the number one complaint of those rentals, yes, they're nice, but the number one complaint is the roads. And we have also, at that point, we have seen them have to take tractors off of semis, off of because they couldn't get the equipment back there. So there are issues with getting some equipment. Though he's correct, there are they have gotten traffic back there. Right now we have two houses being built. Dump trucks alone, 300 have gone through there. That's 300. So double that is how many trips through our neighborhood just for construction. That doesn't count the workers, the bulldozers, the concrete trucks, and so on. 40 to 60 rentals. Now you're looking at exponentially increasing that number. Then you have your renters. Okay. They will get up in the morning. They'll either go to the lake, or they'll go to a show or an attraction, maybe have a few drinks. They'll come back. They'll get ready. They'll leave again, go to show, go to have dinner and drinks, come back, and drive through these roads that have no lights, no guardrails, and deep ditches and steep inclines. You can only access this property at this point in time through our two neighborhoods with dangerous roads. They're already dangerous for us. You can't fix this. We live on a mountain. So put yourself in our position. Would you want that much traffic running through your neighborhood, building, and the people who are renting? So thank you. I appreciate your time.
My name is Charles LePage. My wife and I are residents of Grandview Acres. I live on Post Oak Drive. This is going to come right through my front yard, basically. You know, we've been there about 9 years. The reason we moved here is because it's quiet. We looked all over the lake for a year to try to find a good spot. Honestly, this kind of thing happens, we're moving. And that's the sentiment of most of our neighbors. If this, I won't go on and cover a lot of the stuff, but, you know, the scenario here is nothing like where they built their other developments. We're not a highway. I don't know where, there are places, obviously, you can measure the road, and maybe you get 16, 17 feet of width. But those are the rare spots where people can pass. We're responsible for maintaining the roads. We collect annual dues. And honestly, with just a limited amount of construction from just a few houses that have been built in Paradise Estates, we vote every year that we're just going to keep putting it off because we can't afford to go in there and do the county standard, which we've met with Hank Smythe, our commissioner. They've reiterated on half a dozen or more occasions that they will not take over maintenance of those roads. Like you mentioned, there's a moratorium on that. They won't, they're not taking over any roads. So any maintenance that we would like to do, because we certainly would like to fix our roads, but until the construction is completed, we're throwing money away because we can't afford to go out there and spend the kind of money it would take to build up the roads that can handle the kind of construction traffic they're talking about. We used to have decent chip and seal roads, and over the last 3 or 4 years, they've gone to hell. We've got deep ruts. Our ditches no longer act like ditches. The road now acts like a ditch from where the trucks have put ruts in the roads. You know, they just supposedly did a traffic study. I'm a civil engineer. I've been doing this for 35 years. We have the peak hour traffic numbers are talking. We have that already with a very small number of homes. So you're aware this is going to be crazy. Besides widening the road, if you go out there and drive, you're going to notice there's a lot of driveways that are right adjacent to the road that are extremely steep. Where there aren't driveways, we've got deep drop-offs. So, you know, what's going to happen when you come out and widen the road? Are you going to come back and rebuild everybody's driveway? How far? I got serious concerns about how they're going to handle traffic coming in and out of there while the road's being reconstructed, if you can do it. The folks that live down on Tall Tree, how are they going to even get in and out? My neighbor Kenny lives on the corner at Post Oak and Tall Tree, and the only way the thing we can figure is they're going to have to build a haul road through his front yard to handle traffic. It's going to be a nightmare. You know, it's one thing after everything's built and we got all that traffic. People are, like Kathy said, they're going to be making multiple trips a day. They're not familiar with, we run into this now with just a few rentals that we have. People come down there, they aren't familiar with these roads. They come in too fast, have to yell at people all the time, slow down. We got grandkids that like to get out and ride around golf carts. We walk our dogs. We have neighbors that let their dogs free. Anyway, I'll just, to sum it up, we can barely afford to do the maintenance just to keep them drivable. We are not spending a penny to benefit a few individuals so they can benefit, put money in their pockets, take money out of our pockets. And honestly, this is going to be a disaster. I don't want 300 and 400 cars driving through my front yard every day, not to mention all the damn dump trucks. It's going to be, during construction, it will be like living on a quarry road. You guys are probably familiar with that. And you can contact Stone County because they aren't taking those over. And they did say it would have to be built 20-foot minimum, paved surface, not chip and seal. And you look at all the challenges out there. You know, I got trees that are going to have to be removed out of my front yard. I like that buffer. I like the shade. We just please ask you don't consider this. You know, someday it's going to develop, sure. But it doesn't have to be 60 nightly rental units. You might get a couple homes out there. We're fine with a few houses. That's all I have to say.
My name's Kenny Hogue, and I live in Grandview Acres on the corner of Post Oak and in Tall Tree. And, you know, to Charlie's point, we met with